Okay, kol doidi hinei ze bo, midalig ala hori, mekapitz ala gvois. Doi me doidi li tzvi, oi lo efer hayolam. Hinei ze oi mei racha, kos lei mashgiach menach halonis, meitzis menach racha. So the girl here, she says that there's two, in order to speed up the geula, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bo, and the geula process entailed a dilug on the harim and a kfitza on the gvois. So what are these things? Says Agra, Dilug hu beregel echad, the kiputz hu b'shnei raglayim. So dilug is when you do when you jump with one leg, like, and that's like a fast run, like a
Running jump,
dilug,
yeah.
running jump, and like, but an Olympic jump is when you have your 2 feet together, and you jump up. Now the dilug is faster, but the kiputz technically has more strength to it because it's both feet together. Is that it's you know fine. So Lachay Neamar, Harim, by mountains when you have to go high medaling. Shem Chodim Rachava. A har is usually very sharp angle. So you could do a dilug on it. Efes gvois, Rashem Rechavim, it's wide. And a dilug will not help you get over a gvois. For a gvois, you need to do a kfitza. Shtei raglayim kiyachad b'choyach gadol. Okay. Then you went back to the tzvi and the ayol. Tzvi ratz
That's his whole thing.
me'oid.
Oh.
What's that? Aval tzvi is also, tzvi is more similar to a dilug, and an ayol is more similar to a. We said this yesterday. A tzvi runs fast, but an ayal can jump high. So a tzvi is more similar to a dilug, and an ayal is more similar to a kfitza. Got it so far? So mountain gazelle. Because it jumps on the mountains. No, not in his muscle. But the point, oh, it jumps on the valleys. Okay, so it's a valley gazelle. So that's the pasuk. Again, kol doidi zeba, medaleg ala harm. You did a dilug on a harm, mekapitz ala gvois, and you're mekapitz ala gvois. Doidi litzvi, you were like a tzvi in this that you were medaleg ala harm. Oifra, or you were like a ayol in this that you were mekapitz ala gvois. Okay? Now, what's going on? Upirisha Gemara who came. What's the pshat going on? What's going on in the pasuk? Bischus avos doleg ale harim. There was two paydes on Klal Yisrael to get out early. V'hem asarim shelamaylo. So there's a spiritual force that was being ma'akev the geula. The koyfetz al hagvois. He was jumping on the gavois, which are not so tall. That also they didn't want to let us out. Zchus. So they needed basically the zchus avos and the zchus imoyes. The zchus avos was going to take care of the spiritual force, which was against Klal Yisrael, and the Emois was going to take care of the more physical force down here, which was going to be Ma'akev Klal Yisrael. Now, it involves Zachar Nukva, so the Hashpa comes from the Koyach Zachar, and the Makabel down here is the Koyach Nekeva. So the Zachar Nukva is the Koyach upstairs, is the Zachar Koyach downstairs, is the Nekeva. So Memela, the Avos were the upstairs, the Emos was the downstairs, but that's a separate point. Okay. V'chein haya, beiz minei dilug v'kiputz. Zuck the going, we also required in the Gezeit, this is a brisk of our now. There was two dinim in the Golas. Echad doyres, like it said, doyre v'yeshuvayna. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Golas, the Gezeiras Golas on Klal Yisrael, like Brisk of Meir Sarim, the Gezeir was twofold. One was that you're not going to be nigal until hinei dor revi'i yashuvu hena. You have to be in galus for four daris. And the third, and also you have to have 400 years of galus. So in order to speed up the galus, Hashem had to speed up both of these aspects. He had to make it, I don't care about the four daris. I also don't care about the 400 years. So he says, b'chein haya beit minei dilu v'kibbutz. Echad b'dayris. V'zenik or kibbutz. This was a kibbutz, because this was at one time. Meaning, at the very end, Hashem said, you know what? I'm about to on that. Next. He's mekapetz on that gvo'ah that was being ma'akev us. That ikuv. Ki hador hoylech ze'ach hazeh. Ve'azman, but zman is nikra dilug. Yazman Nivla Ayin Shana Yachad. So he says the years went back quickly, but the Chishev was that I did the Duris, Hashem swallowed up Ayin Shonim at once. That's the Gedder of a Kfitza. And the Gedder of a Dilug is making this man go quicker.
Even though he didn't make this.
Because Baruch Hu Amar Avraham Beis Kitz Dal Mir Shana Dor Revi. Because Baruch Hu Kitzar Kitzar Mir Shana Shadal Mir Shana Chosh Mir Shana Yitzchak. The Gamma Kitzar Dor Yisrael Yeroi Shiyah Salmon Mi Yitzim Yitzchayim. Shari Chetzim Mi Yitzim Yitzchayim Vaya. Vaya Naksha Mi Yitzim Yitzchayim. He made it go earlier. So Memela, that's, the Goyen says, those were the two Kfitzas that we're referring to in the Pasuk. We're referring to the fact, because Baruch Hu was Mekapit in the Goyes, and Medalag al Harim is that he was Medalag on this that we required to be there for 400 years, and Mekapitz on the voice that required us to be there for four generations. But the Briskrov says a very similar word, because Rav Achishev is a Kates. This is, there was two dinim. There was 400 years of
servitude
and 430 years of galus. Two different bristling. 430 years of galus, it says. So it says that oh no, no, it says there's 400 years the gzera, but what was gzera? Va'avodum v'inu oisam so they had to be in galus for 400 years, and they also had to be avodum for 400 years. They said the galus for 400 years was Yaitse with this that they started off already from the days of Yitzhak. And the abdus was for 400 years with this that they did the Kushi Hashibud.
It's doubled.
You have to be with
They made
4 years of
it up
both.
in quality and quantity.
Right? So he says, Lamaisa, who says that those two things should have both ended at the same second?
That's patient second.
So the Chishon is against Hashem made that the two Kitzim finished at the exact same second in all the Cheshbonis that he had to make them talk to the other. So it's very similar to what the Goyen is saying here, that there's two separate cheshbonis that we're about to have. One of them is called Mekapitz HaGvois, one of them is called Medalag HaHarim. Okay? And that's what he says. Doim Letzvi, Oy Lo Efrayal, Noi Imam, B'mehiris V'kfitzos, B'bechinas Chayos Ha'ilu. Okay? Now, the next piece is a massive Gevaldika piece. I think very relatable. Should we get into it now? We'll be marked him in now. So he says, Hashem, you were standing behind the Kaisel. Meitzitz mashkiach min achalonais, and you were meitzitz min acharakim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you were oimed achar chasleinu, and you saw. So the Goyin says, what this is talking about is the tshuva process. I heard this girl from Meir Stern, Shmuz, spoke about this girl right here. That the girl is explaining here that there are two shlavim in tshuva. There's a shlav in tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to accept our tshuva, he has to really look inside of us. He's to really look at your ratzonus. He's to really look at what you're holding. So he's oimid achar chasleinu. He stands behind us, but he's mabit. He looks inside our heart to see where we're actually holding. And in that, there's two levels. There's Mashgiach min hachalonos, and there's Meitzitz min hacharakim. And each one of those indicates a certain type of tshuva. I want to do that next week. I want to do it in the Nefesh. Okay. Right. Yeah. So then we get to roost one of these days.
Oh.